Today's the first day of a stretch of weather that will be unsettled, but not overly damp, and that stretch will continue likely right through the weekend. Many of us are dealing with clouds this afternoon, and I tell you what, if you're stuck under the clouds, there's a decent breeze blowing and the air mass is rather cool. There's no question there is a fall chill in the air. Now, some of us have had some nice breaks of sunshine through the day, and as we move into tonight, we're still generally going to be stuck with the clouds, though there may be some breaks at times, especially far north of the capital region. Our weather is being driven by an upper-level low that will take several days to actually clear our area. Over the next day or so, that upper-level low, which is right now back over the Great Lakes, will slowly sink to the southeast. And it's likely to result in an axis of rain that will stretch from the mid-Atlantic, possibly up into western New York. Areas west of the Hudson River will have the best opportunity to see organized rain later tonight into the day tomorrow. For the rest of us, odds are good that we will see very little, if any, rain, mainly just a couple of showers at times for much of our area. Now, moving into Friday and Saturday, that upper-level low will begin to drift a little bit farther east, and that will increase our rain chances across much of our area. So it looks like Friday into Saturday, we can expect to see some periods of rain or showers, and it's possible that those showers will continue into Sunday. Of course, we need the rain. It's been very dry, and we have drought conditions across a portion of our area. So let's all hope that all does come together as this upper-level low works its way through the region over the next couple of days. These things do tend to be a little bit challenging to predict in terms of timing and also in terms of where the heaviest rain will set up, but at least it appears that we will have some wet weather. Now, I want to talk about the tropics this afternoon, and Tropical Storm Matthew was named officially this morning, though the storm has been coming together for several days. It's moving through the Windward Islands today, racing to the west at 21. The official track from the Hurricane Center keeps the storm north of the ABC Islands of Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao. And then the storm is expected to turn to the north, so interests in Jamaica, Cuba, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic should take note that this storm will be a threat. And there is potential that this storm will then continue on that north track and could impact the east coast of the United States during next week, so it's something that we will very closely follow. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, with lows in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, with a chance of a shower, and highs in the 60s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and drizzle, low 44 to 52. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain and highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and drizzle, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and drizzle, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, with highs in the 60s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and highs in the 60s. And on Saturday, variably cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.